It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today, February 20 nothing. No, it's February 11th, I believe. Yeah. Time to get those Valentine's Day cards sent out. It's a very slow time in the sports calendar. Luckily, we've got segments for everything. And we're bringing back a segment today for the first time ever, I think. Certainly this segment, it's the first time we're bringing it back. And this might be the first time we've ever done a segment twice, which might point to the quality of our segments or our memory. Either way, we're happy to bring back Tuesday Blues Day, where we go over who's got the blues in the world of sports. And in just a second, to help the segment out, we've got some music that we're going to lay right underneath it here. Doesn't that sound nice, huh? Now, while you folks are enjoying the music, I'm just going to kind of go through this in a bluesy way. I can't hear the music, so if it doesn't match up, well, that's just part of the blues. Kind of off-tempo blues, I guess, is what we'll call that. And if that's not a genre, it is now. Anyway, on to the Tuesday Blues. So who do we got up first here? Ah, yes, Major League Baseball. Boy, do they have the blues, huh? I mean, first, you've got that Houston Astros scandal, and now the upcoming Major League Baseball scandal. And then, in an effort to distract, perhaps, from that Major League Baseball scandal, they put out a new playoff proposal that I'm not sure on the details, but I believe all but three teams will make the playoffs somehow, and they'll all play winner-take-all games to then get to another round of playoffs. That may not be exactly right, but it makes as much sense as the actual plan. And then, to add to the blues, oh, they got the blues. Double bad, because people figured out that this was not only a bad plan, but also bad timing, because there's nothing going on, as we're going to get to. And this can only be a reason to try to cover up other stuff. So now people are paying more attention to why they put out this awful plan than the awful plan itself, which in a way is a way to distract from the plan. It's just that baseball just seems to keep needing to distract from one thing with another thing, but then that thing is so bad that they need to distract from that again. It's a cycle of, it works for Trump, so. But Major League Baseball, they got the blues. Technically, I should just be playing along with this because I play the bass, but I'm using a lifted beat. Who else has the blues? Well, related to that, Ron Renicky, interim manager. So he just gets hired. They don't have a manager, and now he's interim. He's just been hired, and he's already only holding a place for somebody. That's pretty tough. Ron Renicky, you got the blues, and that's all related to that other thing, the baseball cheating scandal. So he's got to wait for them to figure that out. Imagine that. You're doing spring training as an interim. That's got to give you the blues. Except you're down in Florida in the winter, which might mitigate that a little bit. Who else has the blues today, the Tuesday Blues? Oh, Jurgen Klinsmann. He's got the blues. I can't even pronounce his name. Oh, he's got the blues bad. The Hertha Berlin coach, after only 76 days, is out. He's quit, saying it was a suicide mission. First of all, that's pretty unnecessary. You know, that's like we're going to war kind of talk for sports. All the people who actually went on suicide missions would probably be a little resentful of you saying your million-dollar coaching job at a premier team in Berlin was a suicide mission. But hey, hyperbole is what it is. Anyway, Klinsmann only lasted 76 days, and they only spent $80 million, and he says, how am I supposed to make do with this? So Klinsmann has the blues because he's lost another job and is blaming everyone else for it. I know, folks, if you're not into soccer, he's the former U.S. head coach. Look it up. Who else has the blues? Oh, Lonzo Ball. He's got him bad, and, you know, sometimes the blues are a family thing, and for Lonzo it is, because I guess Big Baller Brand is back. That's four B's in a row right there. And his father wants Lonzo to put the money up for this new restructuring after Lonzo already lost $1.5 million to his last plan, his father's last plan. Man, that's got to give you the blues bad. So, Lonzo, I feel bad for you for having the blues. And with you know, LeVar Ball as your dad, you got the blues all the time. At least you're further away from California, though, so maybe that's better for him. And he is in New Orleans now, which is a great place for the blues. So, if you're going to have the blues, New Orleans. I mean, you could say St. Louis, too, but you'd rather live in New Orleans. Moving on. Who else has the blues? Oh, I'll tell you who else has the blues. News, sports news media, they have the blues. Here's what was on the front page of CBS.Sportsline.com. A three-round NFL mock, 2 months ahead of time. A five-year class rankings for college football recruiting. And next year's NFL power rankings. That's their top three things on the board. If you're in the sports media right now, folks, you got the blues bad. And me being a very small, small part of the sports media, I got the blues bad because, you know, I have to do a segment like this, and most of it is basically talking about non-stories and things that are sad because there's no real sports going on. So I've got the blues too. And if this segment was unsatisfactory to you, then you got the blues too. And I apologize for that. But in a way, it's Tuesday Blues Day. So what did you expect, really? You know, what's the thing about the snake when you bring it across the river and it bites you and you're like, hey, what? And it's like, hey, I'm a snake. The bigger question is, why did you bring a snake across the river? I'll leave you with that, folks. This was your daily sports dump for today. Go to all those things, you know. Listen to a different episode if you want the tail end and all the info. I'm working on a video to put out on the sportsdump.com today, though. So I should do that right now. So you should go look for that later. All right. See you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow. Who do we got up for? Oh, fuck. Andy is... Oh, son of